Thank you and good afternoon. Sheriff's deputies detained two people in connection with the death of a man who was lying in the yard of a residence in the 2300 block of Holly Street in Cutton early this morning. Witnesses reported hearing screams and gunshots around 3 a.m., and when EMS units reached the scene, they found the male victim and he was found deceased from an apparent gunshot wound. Deputies received information that a man and a woman were seen leaving the area of the shooting and were walking towards Cutton Elementary School. Around 4:30 this morning, deputies found the man in the area near the scene, and he was detained for questioning. Deputies also later found the woman, and she cooperated with detectives. Deputies received information about the firearm being located on Cutton Elementary School property, and the school was temporarily closed while officers located the weapon in a field at the school. Once the weapon was removed, it was determined that it was safe to reopen the school. The identification of the victim and the suspects are being withheld at this time. Dozens of law enforcement officers are searching for a suspect who was initially wanted in connections with a reported robbery. Sheriff's deputies were joined by CHP officers, a CHP helicopter, state park rangers, and a canine unit from the Eureka Police Department during the search. The suspect fled on foot from a vehicle crash off of Shively Road, while the other suspect was taken into custody. The incident began when a citizen called 911 and reported that he was following two suspects he initially thought had stolen property from his residence in Salmon Creek. The suspect fled the scene in a Toyota Ford Runner, and during the chase, the Toyota collided with a vehicle containing a woman and two children near the off-ramp off Shively Road. Deputies were close by when the suspects crashed the vehicle and fled on foot. A search of the Toyota was conducted, and officers were unable to locate any stolen property. The passenger of the Toyota was released on no charges, while the driver remains at large. An abundance of stolen property was recovered by the Eureka Police Department Wednesday evening after a search of a motel room led to the arrest of two people. Officers were sent to the 2000 block of Albee Street on a residential burglary report. The victim said that one of the items that was stolen was an electronic device that happened to have a GPS locator. The GPS led officers to the 800 block of Broadway, where they contacted 47-year-old Kyle Abbott and 23-year-old Janae Lloyd, both of Eureka. A probation search of the room was made, and officers located the stolen electronic device and a large amount of other suspected stolen property. The investigation is ongoing, but Lloyd was booked on drug-related charges. If you recently had property stolen or missing, you are urged to call EPD. A clogged chimney is being blamed for a light smoke filling a room in a residence on Glenwood Street in Eureka on Wednesday. Humble Bay Fire responded to the scene and found no visible smoke outside, but upon entering, found smoke in the living room and identified that the source was indeed the chimney. Fans were used to remove the smoke, and there is no damage reported. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt State University will receive a grant to conduct breast cancer research. Dan Squire has more.
Humboldt State University has received a $217,000 grant for its California Center for Rural Policy, money that will be used for an 18-month study of the rates of breast cancer in Humboldt County compared to the rest of the state. The study will examine factors associated with higher death rates from breast cancer in Humboldt County over the past 20 years. Dr. Ellen Mahoney, a surgical oncologist at St. Joseph's Hospital, will serve as a consulting investigator. Despite the fact that slightly fewer women in Humboldt County develop breast cancer in relation to the rest of the state, the mortality rate puts Humboldt County at number two for deaths associated with the disease. Researchers will look at the differences between the rates of breast cancer in rural women compared to urban women, the survival rates among ethnic or racial minority groups, and other demographic and subgroup populations in the county.
Thank you, Dan. Tuesday night saw the swearing-in of Rio Dell's new city mayor. Vice Mayor Frank Wilson was selected to serve a 2-year term by the Rio Dell City Council and was sworn in at Tuesday evening city council meeting. Wilson said in a statement that Rio Dell's biggest challenge will be economically, with a lack of jobs and opportunities for employment in the city. Wilson replaces former mayor Jack Thompson, who had been the city's mayor since 2013. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.